body.
For that one has to become counted amongst the good sons of the Lord. You find in the prayers of Gajendra how although he was forgetful of the Lord, he was misidentifying with the body and enjoying in the community of elephants as the king of the forest for a particular period of time, and he was put into a traumatic situation of being caught with a crocodile, he came to his senses, and then because of his past piety, the earlier performance of spiritual life, immediately he came to remembrance, and his prayers give us a clue on how should one approach the Supreme Lord. His logic is very, very powerful. He says, wherever you find children, there have to be parents for the children. No child is born from the air. Similarly, we are all Chetan Jivas, conscious living entities. Definitely, we must have a father without whom we would not have been born. Also, he says, my eyes are covered with the dust of Rajoguna and Tamoguna, of dominating mentality, enjoying mentality, controlling mentality, due to which my father, Supreme Father, Lord is not visible to my eyes. But that doesn't mean he doesn't exist. I'll be able to see when this dust is cleared. But for now, the world that exists in front of my eyes with the sun and the moon and the innumerable planets and with all the ingredients for survival within these planets, that itself is a sakshi, because the Lord himself has become Vishwam. He is a Vishwa Srishti Karta, and he is himself Vishwam also, all the ingredients of this world. So therefore I bow down to him, he says. So Gajendra is clearly able to see everyone and everything has emerged from the Lord. Everyone and everything is connected to the Lord. Everyone and everything is sheltered in the Lord. And everyone and everything is dependent on the Lord. And all the jivas living in this world cannot survive without the nourishment they receive from the Lord in various forms. So, this is the preliminary step of understanding a Supreme. Even though he never knew the name of the Lord, he had forgotten the name of the Lord. He knew that there is one Supreme, eternal, which is maintaining innumerable eternals like all of us. So, therefore, one should have a desire to become counted amongst the good sons of the Lord, who are eager to become free from forgetfulness, who are eager to become free from misidentification with the body by the process of surrender to the Supreme. Because he was surrendering in this mood, Lord became very pleased. Although he didn't call the name of the Lord specifically, Lord appeared nevertheless in front of Gajendra, taking pity upon him. And then as soon as he saw the Lord coming in the skyway, sitting on the back of Garuda with his four hands carrying Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma with Mukut and Kundal and everything, immediately the remembrance came, because he had already performed a devotion service in the previous life. Narayana, Akhila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Narayana, the spiritual master of the whole universe, I bow down to you. So in this way, Gajendra surrendered and was liberated and was reinstated in his eternal position in the Swarupya Siddhi. So the chanting of the holy name every day should actually remind us that I am a part and parcel of the Lord. I am connected to the Lord. I am dependent on the Lord. I am sheltered in the Lord's lotus feet. And I have no independent existence without his glance on me and his nourishment for me. So if anyone thinks about this seriously, it is very a natural corollary, natural byproduct of such a thinking, that I have to call his name and I have to serve him, I have to please him, I have to satisfy him. And that is perfectly done by the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.